So it's a trade-off. You can do just about anything you want, but it depends on where you focus your attention. And so as we progress out of the astral world, we do it by focusing our attention on problems. And by solving these problems, we learn to develop the mind. We learn to develop reasoning. We start asking questions. Now, the average person doesn't ask questions. I really learned this when I was teaching the Sunday school class one time. I thought I was teaching a group of fairly intelligent people when I was younger. And I asked the class, I says, suppose Jesus were to show up right here. He's right here right now. I says, what would you ask him? And there was about 50 people in the class. And the class was complete silent. Doesn't anybody have a question they want to ask Jesus? Silence. So I picked out a gal who I thought was very intelligent. I really liked her and had some nice conversations with her. And I thought she could come up with something good. Says, you, what would you ask Jesus? I'd ask him how we can have a better home evening. And home evening is once a week the Mormon families get together and they just have a evening where they quality time together and maybe teach each other something or something like that. Better, I got a better home evening? That's what you would ask Jesus? So don't you have anything else you want to know? Don't you want to know about the mysteries of the universe? Or a Big Bang or something, you know? No, I can't think of anything. I mean, I was surprised at the time because I expected more from my fellow man, you know. But now in hindsight, I'm not surprised at all. But it's amazing how few people will ask questions. If you don't ask questions now, well, start asking yourself questions. So why, when something happens, you ask, why? Here's a way to start doing it. When something happens, ask yourself, why did this happen and what does it mean? So think of something that happened to you in the last day or so. Or the fact that you're here. Why are you here and what does it mean? Everybody's here, right? This has happened to everybody. Why are you here and what does it mean? Okay? Somebody's late for an appointment. They don't show up. Why did this happen and what does it mean? So if you don't know any other question to ask yourself, ask yourself questions about things that happen in your life. Why did this happen and what does it mean? That's a good starting point. And then eventually, when you start asking yourself questions, you can be looking up at the sky and say, what does that mean? Maybe you'll get an inspiration just by looking at the skies. Or like Newton. Newton saw the apple fall. What does that mean? Why did that apple fall down and not up? See, asking questions led to the whole law of gravity that he formulated. And very few people ask questions. They see the apple fall. Oh, the apple fell. Okay. No question involved. Millions and billions of apples fell and nobody questioned. Until Newton, finally, somebody watched the apple fall and they said, why did it fall down and not up? But billions of people saw apple fall before Newton, but he was maybe, I don't know if he was the first, but he was the first one to ask the question and get an answer. But first of all, he had to ask the question, why did it fall? Why are we here? Why did this happen in my life? Why was I led to marry this person? Why am I in this job? Why am I the way that I am? Why do I irritate my parents so much? Why do my parents irritate me so much? Why was I overcharged on this bill? Why do people take advantage of me so much? I ask questions. Eventually, we are driven to ask questions, and if we refuse to ask, things will get so bad for us that eventually we will be under so much pain that we will do what?
Ask God why.
We'll look up at the skies and we'll say, why God? Why is this happening to me? Okay? When the person is driven to the point where he finally looks up at God and says, why is this happening? Then That's the beginning of his true evolution. That's the beginning. From that point on, the next step for him is, we don't have time to cover it completely, but then the next step is the birth of Christ in the heart. As he reaches so far, then he progresses, he begins to ask questions, and he doubts. He may join a religion and be a fervent follower for a lifetime or two, then go out of it and then become an atheist. And then an atheist is usually more advanced along the path than the regular religious person is, because he's asking questions. He's thinking, well, is there a God? And I come up with a conclusion there isn't one. So at least he asks. But the religious person refuses to even ask. He refuses to doubt. He just says, I believe, you know.
Thomas Jefferson said something like that, like God preferred a good atheist over a blind believer.
Really, yeah. Right. A lot of truth in that. So the atheist is at least asking, well, is there a God? I guess there isn't one. So I don't see enough evidence, so he concludes there isn't one. But then eventually he reaches roadblocks where certain things happen in his life that he can't explain it. And first of all, he will not ask questions about it, but eventually he gets enough disturbance and pain in his life that he asks, why is this the way that it is? There's got to be something more. And then the time will come that he will get a flash of inspiration. And he will feel a contact with his soul that he's never felt before. And it will be so still and so small that he will think it's his imagination. But that guidance that he received seemed to work. It seemed to work for him. And so he thinks, was it my imagination? Was it a coincidence? It led me correctly? Well, I'll keep an ear open, see if that happens again. And so he keeps his inner ear open. And after a period of time, it does happen again. And when it happens again and again, he says, there is something out there. I've got to find out what it is. I have to find out. So this begins the quest. And he becomes the seeker of knowledge. And then he begins along the path that leads to putting all the pieces back together.